Are you just logging on to your dust-encrusted Windows 7 machine? The military services are required to shift all of their PCs to Windows 10 by 2017. But the Army says it's not going to be able to meet that deadline. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni has more.
Transitioning to Windows 10 for a government agency is a big job. But when that government agency is the Defense Department and its military services, well, that's an even bigger job. Last year, the Defense Department told its agencies and services it wanted all computers and technology systems on Windows 10 by January 2017. Here's Defense Department Chief Information Officer Terry Halverson on why the transition is crucial.
The Secretary has directed that this year we move as much of DoD as possible, the ones that are on Windows operating systems, to a Windows 10 baseline. I cannot stress the criticality of us getting that done. Right now, when you try to look at the visibility of the networks, while we're making improvements, you're doing that across multiple operational systems, multiple baselines. It's impossible to do well. Getting to a single baseline for Windows, and that's about 80 to 85% of the DoD, will give us the ability to have better visibility. Windows 10 is the first operating system that really thought about security right from the beginning and has inbuilt features that we will take advantage of. Mm-hmm. It will also allow us to go to the next step, which is how do you then start taking and really using cloud computing technology to improve your security. So we're positioned to do that. We've got things we have to get done, and the first one is to get the Windows 10 done.
That transition has proved to be a tough goal to accomplish for some military services, especially for the Army. The service has 1.1 million end-user devices that will be affected and about 900 programs of record. But Army Chief Information Officer Lieutenant General Robert Farrell says the service is making some headway. Its first goal right now is to transition early adopters, and the service is working on its European computers first. Here's Farrell speaking at an Association of the United States Army event in Arlington, Virginia.
Windows 10 migration is a major effort, not just with the Army, but with the Department of Defense. It's a good news story. It's going to offer more security across the board. It's going to offer the entire DoD operating on one operating system. And so, again, that's kind of, again, moving into harden the devices is getting at for that with the Windows 10. A lot of activities is we in the Army are currently working. We're focused on Europe first and then CONUS. In Europe now, we are focused on the early adopters. I think we have migrated, so I think about 13, testing about 13 instruments now, and in CONUS about the same. So I think by the end of this year, we should have Europe completed. By second quarter of next year, we should have Europe completed with the migration, and then we'll focus on CONUS.
The Army is currently building the necessary back-end infrastructure to support the Windows 10 transition across Europe, Southwest Asia, and the United States. Windows 10 is expected to be fully deployed by the middle of 2017 in Europe. The Army also established a General Officer Steering Committee to lead and execute the transition. But while the Army's making progress, just a few months ago in March, Farrell admitted the Army would not be able to meet DoD's deadline of transitioning all of its systems to Windows 10 by 2017. The problem? Legacy systems. Here's Farrell back in March talking about the transition to Windows 10.
Huge challenges in doing that. The mandate is to move to that environment within 1 year. We're challenged with that within the Army. We think it's going to be a lot longer than that. We're currently doing an assessment. I've hired some Microsoft engineers to be on my staff to develop a roadmap, a governance process, because it's all of the Army globally that we need to work that. The biggest challenge the Army has with rolling out Windows 10 is the legacy systems that we have in our inventory, of it being compatible to move to Windows 10. So we're doing the discovery phasing of that now, and we'll come back to the Army staff with a very good assessment for rolling out Windows 10.
The Army has now received the results of that study with Microsoft engineers. The Army tells Federal News Radio that weapons systems, aviation, logistics, and medical systems will be the biggest challenges to the transition to Windows 10. The Army says those programs of record have longer planning cycles, which adds more complexity to the transition process. Another issue is the management methodology. Since programs of record are linked up to ensure interoperability between other systems, migrating to a new operating system requires detailed planning and must not break the connectivity between the systems. One example of a legacy system that's causing the Army trouble is the transition of its mission command system. The system provides uninterrupted mission command through a network of secured capabilities and integrated into a common operating environment. The Army just can't turn off that system. It needs to be running all the time and be connected to other legacy systems. For those systems, the Army says it may need to get waivers from DoD to buy some more time for the transition. While Windows 10 transition is still in full swing, the Army's winding down another one of its requirements. The Army's been trying to close its data centers and move to private data hosting. It's been easier said than done. Frel said in March, the Army is releasing a directive that will dictate what centers will close and when. Frel says the Army plans to reduce its number of data centers to just 10.
In CONUS, we're looking to only have 4 enduring sites, and abroad having 6 enduring sites.
Frel tells Federal News Radio that that directive will be out within the next month. In Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.